Hello, guys. Thank you for joining us today on The Conservative Input. Welcome to our podcast, where we're going to discuss a bunch of different things. I think we have four things on the agenda today. So let's get started with Ilhan Omar, or however you say her name.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of things.
Illegal Omar.
There are a lot of things that happened over the past week or so. There's been a lot of events. So I'll just like to say, Tim, take it away.
Okay. So this actually came from the Daily Mail, and I know a lot of people don't really like the Daily Mail because it's not really the biggest news network, but they're not American, so they have no interest in our politics. I just thought it was kind of interesting. I was listening to the Tim Pool, or the Timcast podcast this morning on my way to work, and he brought up something about Ilhan Omar and her husband. So apparently there was a DNA test done on the butt of a cigarette and a straw, and it found that her and her husband share a very large amount of DNA. There's been several ideas behind this, but from what the Daily Mail says, you know, can't 100% prove its validity because they don't really give any sources, but one of their points is Ilhan Omar told friends years ago that the man who went on to become her second husband was in fact her brother.
Bruh.
That's one thing.
Sweet home Alabama.
That Omar and Ahmed Elmi are siblings, but because of the lack of paperwork in war-torn Somalia, proof has never been uncovered. I guess the idea behind it, at least, is that she married her brother in order to get him into the country, which is kind of a big deal, because first of all, it's marriage fraud. Second of all, it's getting somebody into the country when, you know, maybe there shouldn't be a reason for them to be in there. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I just thought it was interesting. A real quick thing to bring up at the beginning of this week's episode. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess another point is she and, like, so many other people at the top in our politics right now are trying to paint America as such a bad place and so racist and everything bad. Say that our founding was bad, how we've been is bad, and how we are right now is bad. But meanwhile, she may very well have married her brother to get him here. So I don't know.
I always heard it was the other way around, that she married her brother so that she could get in the country. But
Lord.
We never know.
I have not heard that.
Come on. Ilhan Omar, man. What a
illegal Omar?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know why Trump got called a racist for saying that Ilhan Omar should leave if she hates America so much.
Like, yeah, and instead we find out she went to some interesting extent of marrying her brother for either one of them to get to the country, apparently. So.
So, I think Ilhan Omar, like, she's just, like I said before, she's just full of hypocrisy in so many levels. I think Trump was right to call her out on it. It's like she hates America, says, look, our country, there has been mistakes our country has made, like, in the past. Like, we're not a perfect country, but it doesn't change the fact we're learning, we're growing as a country. We are one of the greatest. In fact, I would highly argue, like many other Americans, that the United States is the best country in the world because we have so many opportunities for everybody that comes here. And so for people to trash America like that, it's just disgraceful.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure. And you know, if I mean I can't speak on the validity of the claims, I'm just reading what I see, but it definitely is kind of shady that she's doing all this, or that she would do all this if that's the case, when it comes to, like considering what she's been saying about the country and its history. And I feel like another thing to bring up is, you know, her ideas on Israel and the Jewish people in general. And, you know, especially how the Democratic Party treats her when she says these things, you know. She came out and said some pretty, you know, anti-Semitic things. You know, she said a lot of things that could be considered anti-Semitic. But
oh yeah,
you know, and I feel like how the left, or the people on the left of center at least, treat her despite these are kind of hypocritical as well. Because, you know, if anybody had said anything about, you know, or anything along the lines of what she said about Hispanic people or black people, you know, they'd be crucified at the stake, you know? And I honestly feel like it's just the left in general. They always have that whole, like, bias towards themselves. Because you see it when Biden says silly stuff on TV. You see it when any mainstream liberal or leftist says anything on TV that could be considered racial in any way. Yeah. And I know one of the big deals was when there's several Jewish people in the Senate. And is Ilhan Omar Senate, or is she? She's a rep. Never mind.
Yeah,
she's a House representative.
Yeah. I don't ever know. I don't pay attention. But anyways, so there's several people in the House of Reps that are Jewish, and when she said these anti-Semitic comments, you know, they like made a pretty big deal out of it. But the Dems, all they said were, you know, instead of like condemning anti-Semitism or condemning her for her anti-Semitic comments, they said we don't condone any form of discrimination, you know, completely tiptoeing around the fact that one of the people on their team did that.
She's Muslim, so she can get away with it, you know?
I mean, and? I'm Christian, and if I say anything against people who follow, you know, I'm a terrible person, Islam.
Islam.
If I say anything against anybody who follows Islam, I'm immediately called it like a white supremacist and a...
That's just how it works, you know?
Definitely.
That's just how it works. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and I have no problem with, you know, Islam as a religion. I feel like there are some people that take it to the extremes, just like with Christianity, you know? Mm-hmm. But there definitely is a trend, and that's what we need to be looking at. When we're looking at, you know, immigrants coming from those countries, you know, there needs to be more rigorous background checks. And I hate to say it, but, you know, I mean, it sucks that we have to go to those links.
Mm-hmm.
But with what's happened since 9/11 and all of the threats from the Middle East, and, you know, us having soldiers over there and everything that's happened, I feel like it's definitely warranted. And I'd say that about, honestly, I'd say that about any country, you know, definitely do some background checks before you let people in, because regardless of where they're coming from, you know, there might be something going on, but.
Honestly, I just don't think that, like, I just think George Bush should have thought twice before going to the Middle East and just carpet bomb everything, but that's a different issue for another time. Like, I definitely do agree, like, radical Islam, it definitely is a problem. And I think Trump, like...
Well, people who are radical, period, is an issue.
Yeah, true.
You know, I mean, Trump. Radical Islam, for sure. But, you know, radical leftism, radical... people who are radical on the right, radical fascist, radical authoritarians, radical Christians, radical, you know, anything Jehovah under the sun, Witness. Radical... Oh, definitely the radical Jehovah's Witness.
Instead of just walking... Radical Mormons, they don't really do much. So.
Yeah, radical Mormons are just Mormons. Yeah. All Mormons are kind of radical.
Trump was radical, and he decided to call for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until we can figure out what the heck is going on.
Oh, yeah, Jay-Z's going to have to restart the computer. That's all right. She'll be back eventually.
Yeah. Also, like, I have to say, like, with Ilhan Omar's comments, I think you're right. She definitely is sus, and even though the media has, obviously the media is going to block out everything, saying, oh, these are all just rumors spread by far right wingers.
Well, you know, look at intersectionality, you know, she's Muslim. Okay, there's one. She's a woman, there's another, and then, you know, she's not white, there's a third thing. So she's very high up on the totem pole, you know. All she needs to do is be, you know, I mean... She has a husband, apparently.
Oh, so she can't be. She can't be gay.
She can't be gay. So she's not at the top of the list. She's not transgender either. So she's not
Kamala
up there either.
Kamala Harris, how is she vice president? She's not gay.
She checked two of the boxes. Come on now. You gotta give her some credit.
Well, so did Omar. Omar checked three.
Oh, she checked three boxes. Oh, she was already in Senate. What did Kamala Harris do before she was president?
Absolutely or vice president? Absolutely nothing.
Is she even a career politician?
I don't know.
Oh, geez. I'm gonna look that up.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I may be mistaken. If I am, don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger.
Let's look it up. Because that's what I've been noticing lately. So there are a few politicians that we've seen in politics a while, but a lot of them, like, we don't see until they are involved. Like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, bartender.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I'll give her credit. Being a bartender and then jumping up to, like, House of Reps, that's a pretty big deal. I just don't like her politics.
Nobody likes her politics.
Yeah.
Spoiled young girls like her politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And spoiled boys. Like, come on, man.
Soy drinking beta males?
Who in the frick would just, in their right mind, would say that AOC is an inspiration to young girls? You know what? I'd actually like to see Kelly McEnany debate AOC. Because she would crush her. Woo! Anyways, that's all I was going to say. But, and, like, wow.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So in 2003, she was, this is Kamala Harris. She was elected District Attorney of San Francisco. She was elected Attorney General of California in 2010 and reelected in 2014. She served as the junior United States Senator from California from 2017 to 2021. So, yeah, she's a career politician.
How the heck have we not heard about her, really, until...
That's the thing. They creep up on the presidency. Mm-hmm. You don't hear about them until they're running for president. And a lot of the times, you don't even hear about them running for president.
Yeah. And you're just like, what's up?
But yeah, so my thing on Ocasio-Cortez, if she held my political beliefs, I would go for her over any career politician, in my opinion. And I will stand on that's a hill I'm willing to die on. I hate career politicians, man. That's one of the reasons why I like Trump so much, was because he didn't have any skin in the game, you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't answering to nobody. He was his own man. Mm-hmm. He was his own political figure, which I think is absolutely amazing.
Also, like, what's crazy is that he wasn't even a politician.
Yeah.
He was a businessman, and he's just like, yo, what's up?
He ran the country like the business and a business, and then we had the greatest economy we've ever had. Okay.
Man, 2016 was a weird year. We had a businessman win president. We had a rapper try to go in. We also had a killer on the Democratic side, so...
Wait, a killer on the Democrat? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I think is absolutely insane? We talked about this. I don't know if we talked about it on the last episode or if we talked about it separately, but we were talking about the January 6th thing.
Yeah.
And the four, was it four police officers that killed themselves?
I think, yeah, I believe so. Four.
Why is it that whenever anybody has any information, okay, or has any story to tell, they always end up killing themselves?
That's because the Clintons are going at it again.
That's the only logical conclusion. Whenever the Clintons are involved.
Oh, dang it, now I'm going to die. Boys, I didn't kill myself.
What?
I said something. The Clintons coming after me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What? We all better watch out. We were talking about the economy just a second ago. I actually put some research in this morning when I was tweeting out, because I went on a tweet spam, man.
Okay. Tweets.
I know Steven saw it because he likes
someone. I still can't get in my Twitter account.
Huh? You still can't get in your Twitter account?
I still can't get into my... The only thing I ever posted was biscuits.
Okay, so we have... Our economy is doing terribly right now. People on the left will say it's doing absolutely fine. It is not. It's terrible. The economy is the worst it's been since 2008.
That's a long time ago.
Who was president? Who became president in 2008?
2008.
Yeah.
Well, who became president in 2008? Barack Obama. All
right. Now we had in July of that year, we had a 5.6% inflation rate. That is very high. That's extremely high. So right now we have a 5.4% inflation rate, and that was of July of this year. Who's president right now?
Right now,
Kamala Harris,
Biden.
Biden, but you know, Kamala Harris probably has some some say. Oh yeah, definitely China. But definitely China. So we've got Democrats in 2008, and then in 2020, or 2021, 2009 and 2021, which is where it really hit. I feel like the only logical conclusion is the worst economy we've ever had is at the start of Democratic presidencies. You know, and another update. So, in 2000, the year before I was born, what you could have bought for $1 is $1.54 now. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot, but think about it. It's a 50% increase in prices. So, if you're spending $200 on a TV in 2000, you're spending $300 on a TV now. You know, if you're spending $2,000 on a TV in 2000, you're spending $3,000 on a TV now, which is terrible.
Same with gas prices, you know.
Well, gas prices went up a lot more than 50%.
Well, yeah. But it's pretty similar. Like, you pay this much before, and now it's, like, crazy high. Like, it's at least $40 to fill up my tank before it was, like, 30.
So the thing is, the average prices for things are, you know, what you could have bought for $1 and what you can buy for and what that would cost now. That's happened over the past 21 years. So that can't be I'm sure that can't be attributed to I'm sure a large portion of it can be contributed to politicians, but you know, that's just going to happen naturally. I definitely think it could be fixed if we stop printing money 24/7 and actually backed our money by something instead of what we say it is, which is stupid. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the one thing I disagree, was it Nixon who got rid of the gold standard? I think so.
Let me check.
That's one of the big things I didn't like Nixon for. Even though I wasn't alive during his presidency, when I learned about it, I was like, why would you do that? They're like, we didn't have enough gold. I'm like, who cares if we have enough gold? Back at, like, that provides demand. Wow. A low supply, high demand. That means our money is worth more.
It was actually FDR that did that.
It was FDR?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. I don't like FDR.
Yeah. I don't like him anymore.
Yeah.
Cancel him.
I didn't really like FDR in the first place. I don't know.
I did.
Didn't he put in place the New Deal? I'm pretty sure he did.
Let me look at this up, too.
Just us looking up stuff for an hour and a half.
According to Google.
Yes, Google.
Yes, he did.
Our information overlords. Of course he did, yeah. The New Deal's terrible. They're trying to put in a new deal here.
A new deal.
A new deal. It's called the Green New Deal. They're working towards it, I swear. What were you saying, Stephen?
How would that tie in with the Ilhan Omar? Like, all those things that we mentioned about the left and all that. What would the...
Politicians are crooked.
They're crooked.
Yeah, politicians are crooked, especially career politicians.
So can people on our Republican side even grow a spine or not?
Oh, like, no, not the Republican Party we have now is terrible. I don't like them. They're a whole bunch of soft spine jelly beanie babies. They need to grow. Okay, so here's the thing. You know, I will vote Republican. You know, you won't see me voting Democrat, but the Republicans need to, like, I hate to say it, but grow some balls, you know?
Yeah.
Because the left has gone to such lengths, especially, like, the average person on the left. They will scream at you about your beliefs, and the average Republican will sit in his chair and just let it happen.
He's just like... We're giving it some thought, but like, we're just going to leave them alone.
Like, they ask for a mile, we give them an inch, they'll gladly take it, and then they'll ask for another mile later, and we'll give them another inch. That's how it's been for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an issue. In other news, I don't know how many of y'all have seen... I'm talking to the audience now, not y'all. You guys are losers. I'm joking. I don't know how many of y'all have seen the news about a ATL school, but I live very close to Atlanta, so this hit kind of way too close to home for me. Let me get it open real quick.
Wow, that is just so bad.
It is bad. It's terrible. So this comes from NBC News. I'll read the headline and then I'll kind of explain it. It says, Atlanta mom files complaint alleging daughter's grade school segregating black students. So what the story is, it's about a woman. Her name's Keila Posey. She's a black woman. She calls up her school and asks for her daughter to be placed in a certain teacher's classroom. You know, she thinks it'd be a good fit. And I agree 100% with the parents' choice to do that, especially when it comes to elementary school. Once you get into middle school, I feel like that should be left up to, you know, the computer to decide where your student goes, because classes are a little bit different there. But the response to the mother from the principal is a glaring issue. She said something along the lines of, that's not possible. And when the mother asked why, she said, because that's not a black class. So I didn't realize that segregating students based on race was something that we were doing. And when I heard about this,
last time we did that back in the '60s.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was a real big issue.
Movement over this.
There was a whole movement.
Yeah, I was talking with people on Twitter about not this scenario at least, but just racial segregation in general, and they're like, you can't say that you love or you can't say that you're not racist and that you think America has always been great, and I'm like, okay, I didn't say America has always been great. Which, hey, hot topic here. I didn't think America was truly great until around, like, the 60s or 70s. You know, I've always agreed with the premise of America. You know, freedom of speech, religion, the press, you know, right to bear arms. You know, a mixing pot where anybody is allowed to come in and be accepted. You know, I have agreed with that premise 100%. Now, how the country practiced those, I have not always agreed with. And that's why I say I don't think America was truly great until the 60s or 70s. And, you know, that shut them up real quick because, you know, how are you supposed to respond to that? Because they can't say I'm racist because I just said that I didn't really like the way the people handled the law until it was gotten rid of. But
The 60s, all they handled stuff with was with LSD.
Yeah. But anyways, so yeah. And then the mother shifted the conversation. Instead of asking for her child to be placed in a certain teacher's classroom, she said, okay, I want my child in a classroom with white students. Completely shifted the conversation. And the president was like, but, or not the president,
principal.
The principal was like, but I mean, they'll be isolated. They'll be alone. And the girl's mother would be like, why would she be alone? She's with other students. She shouldn't feel isolated. You know, and she didn't say this, like this next part I'm going to say, but, you know, if a student feels isolated in a room full of people that aren't their same skin color, what are we teaching that child?
Yeah.
You know, what are we telling this child to make them feel like they're different from everybody else? Because when it boils down to it, the only difference between, you know, me and Steven, you know, is the amount of melanin in our skin, you know, and it's not like that matters at all. You know?
Yeah, like, and this actually relates to something that happened at my job. I was doing stuff with one of my coworkers, and I was, like, greeting guests, and he's like, you know, you have to greet more than just the white people that come through or whatever. And then he was, like, trying to make me trip up, I think. And I told him, like, but I don't think I'm greeting everybody.
Yeah, you're greeting everybody.
I don't care if you're black, if you're Asian, if you're white, I don't care if, like, you're male, female, gay, transgender. I don't care. I'm still going to greet you and give you the same respect as every single other person that comes through. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm going to make money off of it. So,
yeah. And I feel like that it's a really good point that you made there, that, like, you don't care.
Yeah.
Because in reality,
it shouldn't matter.
You know, like, who cares? Yeah, and that's what this whole issue is with the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, keep going.
One thing is, like, the human race has been around since the start of the world.
Yeah. If there was any genetic difference between races, you know, there'd be races that don't exist anymore, yeah. And that's not the case.
Also, we're technically all the same because as time went on, people's like ethnicities changed, like adapted to weather, climate, stuff like that. So that's why in like Africa, people have darker skin because it's super hot there.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, I mean, it was the tanning over a period of time, but yes, correctly. Or that was correct. But so, and I feel like where the left draws this false conclusion is that everybody sees race and that's the first thing people think about. When in reality, it's just the left. You know, there was a famous social experiment that I read. I can't remember where I read it. So,
Reddit.
But yeah, it was, so I'm going to bring it close to home. So, in Atlanta, I'll give a little bit of like background information. So in Atlanta, there's restaurants that have a dress code. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're not wearing the attire that they deem, you know, professional enough to enter the restaurant, they'll turn you around. They'll say, sorry, we can't serve you. So there was a social experiment where you like, where you walk up to people. Okay. Or not walk up to people, but you ask these people are like, so you walk into a restaurant. Okay. And they, the young white lady at the reception desk says, I'm sorry, but we can't serve you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you just say why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they say anything about race, you're like, that's incorrect. No, this restaurant has a dress code, and you are wearing, you know, a t-shirt and short shorts. You know, why did you jump to race? Why is race so important? And that's the thing. You know, the left like focuses on intersectionality 200% of the time. You know, if you're black, you've got a social point. If you're gay, you have a social point. If you're a woman, you have a social point. If you're white, you negative social point. If you're straight, negative social point. And that's where I feel like society is going. And I tweeted about it the other day. I was like, social credit is next.
Actually,
because that's what's gonna happen.
That actually reminds me of a video I watched. It was just, so this cop was like patrolling and stuff, and he saw these two cars, like this car hit another car, like blew a stop sign.
Yeah.
And hit another car, so it was at an intersection. And he goes over and pulls the car that ran the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets out and he starts like ask for like question the lady, and she's like, oh, you're arresting me and writing me a ticket because I'm black. And from where he was at, from the dash cam footage, there's no way he could have told what race she was.
Oh yeah,
the windows were tinted.
Yeah, and I hate that.
Super far away.
I hate that so much. And whenever anybody brings up about blacks being pulled over at a higher rate, I'm like, okay, you're driving down the road.
Yeah.
And there's 100 cars in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to point out the 13 that have black people in them.
You can't. You broke a law. That's what happened. You broke a law.
Okay. Like, police officers pull people over when there's suspicion or when they've broken a law.
Yeah.
You know?
That's nothing to do with your race or
And when it comes to suspicion, they're like, oh, well, that's suspicion. That could be race. I'm like, no, suspicion is when you're driving like an idiot, but you're not technically breaking the law. So they pull you over because they think you're drunk.
Yeah.
You know? That's suspicion. And it's just the fact that race is always the first thing that people want to talk about. And that's exactly why we had that segregation in ATL, you know? Mm-hmm. That's exactly why that happened, because the first thing that the school board jumped to, or the administrators at that school jumped to, was racial disparity is causing the problems. When it's not. It's them teaching the students about, like, it's them teaching the students racial disparity. Not about racial disparity, but teaching them racial disparity, which is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a quick little topic that I figured we'd bring up because it was something that happened.
What's the next topic we're going to be talking about?
It's the big news.
It's the big news. The Italian pervert?
Oh, yeah, the Italian pervert.
It's the Italian pervert. Do you want me to introduce it?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's do it. So next up, we're going to be talking about, I don't know how to phrase this, because he says he's Italian, so he's not a pervert. So
I'm not a pervert. Yeah. I'm Italian.
You know, I'm Italian. Yo, but he never does this.
Yeah. I'm calling BS Cuomo. I've never seen the Italian hands. I need to see the Italian hands in order to verify your Italian.
I've never seen him fold a slice of pizza. We better go look for that. Yeah. Video of him folding the pizza. You know?
If he's folded the pizza, I'll give him credit.
He's valid.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to be talking about the governor of New York resigning.
Oh, yeah.
Because of alleged sexual assault or something.
Alleged?
Alleged, you know?
Alleged. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When it comes to the people on the left, it's always alleged.
It's always alleged. You know, yeah. There's never enough proof, even though there's video evidence.
A lot of the time, there's video sources. Evidence. There's video evidence, multiple audio sources. Evidence. And there was recently a audio leak on Hunter Biden again. But that'll probably be for after this case, yeah.
Yeah. So, anywho, he resigned. He said something about, I don't know. He's resigning.
Yeah, Cuomo has been really sus lately. He's always been sus, actually. Like, especially the way he governed New York, and then the fact that he had so many allegations coming up against him. But honestly, I don't think Cuomo's resignation at this point will change. It won't affect New York for the better, or like, it'll probably just be worse. Now, because like the New York is gonna like they used Cuomo as a puppet, but now they're gonna replace him with somebody bad.
Oh yeah, of course. And I feel like the biggest thing when it comes to Cuomo is okay. So when I thought, and Matt Walsh shares this idea with me, I guess, or shared this idea with me, you know, the right was like super happy to see him resign. You know, that was like, all right, we've won. We've got to step up. But then we see the left celebrating too. And we're like, oh God, what are they doing? And at first, you know, I thought it was so they would stop talking about the thousands of elderly people he killed in New York with his... Is Zane frozen? I think Zane's frozen. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. All right, it's just me and you right now. But yeah, so at first I thought it was they wanted to kind of like... dial back on the whole like thousands of elderly people that were killed or that died because of his COVID policies, but you know, I'm starting to think it's because, you know, they want to put someone they agree with in office, and I feel like he was getting a little bit too close to the presidency, you know.
Well, there's been reports too about how, you know, there have been Democrats that wanted Cuomo to be president over Joe Biden.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, in 2020.
Yeah.
But Cuomo, I just don't think is really good governor. I'm just, in a way, I'm glad he's gone, but in a way, I'm like, oh, New York's still not going to change. And plus, they're getting so program the vaccine mandates.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know. They want the vaccine mandates, that's one thing. So they're definitely going to put in someone who still wants those. But I really do think it is, and that's why I was kind of surprised when Joe Biden won, and especially now I'm surprised. You know, they don't have enough social points, you know? They're both straight, white males that are older, you know? And Biden's had a history of racial problems, you know? And then, you know, now we've got, like, all these sexual harassment allegations. Hey, there we go. We saw you freeze. You know, and now we're getting all these sexual assault allegations on both of them. For some reason, the allegations on Biden aren't being talked about at all, which I find really disturbing.
Oh, it's because he's an old, demented man, so there's no reason.
I don't care. I don't care. People need to be called out on that type of stuff, and it really makes me angry.
Especially if it's a child, too.
Yeah. But
that's gross.
Yeah, that's beside the point. Well, not the fact that it was a child, but the whole Biden thing is beside the point right now. But I really do think it's because Cuomo wasn't the person they wanted running for president, and they knew that if they kept him in the party, if they didn't boot him out, that he'd be running. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even if he was running, I doubt he would win because of how much has been going on with him, but
killing the old people in retirement homes.
And I mean, you saw the video. Did you guys see the video of the New Yorkers who were like, Cuomo, if she says no, you gotta go. Have you seen that?
I have.
Yeah, I love that video so much. And they were like, oh, who did they want to run for governor? Something Bobby, I can't remember. I'll have to look it up after this. After the
Bobby podcast. Tarantino.
Is it Bobby Tarantino?
No, that's Logic's album.
Oh. I don't know who Bobby Tarantino is. Bring it up. Why does everybody, like, Logic is always a conversation point when I'm here.
Logic.
You know, everybody always talks about Logic in front of me.
I mean, you kind of look like him.
So. I know. Shush. I'm trying to grow in the facial hair so I don't look like him. But does he have facial hair? No, he doesn't. He's pretty clean shaven. But yeah. So Cuomo's just a character. You know, I didn't like him because of the whole elderly people thing and his COVID policies.
Yeah, he left elderly people to die in nursing homes. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
that's just bogus. Like, I just think a lot of governors, they need to learn from they need to learn and take notes from Ron DeSantis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but don't forget, what's his name? The governor of Texas.
Greg Abbott.
Yeah, him.
What about I haven't Greg heard anything Abbott? About him.
It's kind of funny. People are trying to say that him and DeSantis are trying to one-up each other on who's the best governor.
I think Ron DeSantis is winning. I don't think I've heard anything about the Texas governor.
Yeah, in Texas he passed some bills where like abortion is completely banned in Texas. It's a sanctuary, or whatever. They're trying to get rid of all the liberals in Austin. Mm-hmm. They're doing some stuff for the liberals that are moving from California to Texas. Also, open carry laws are pretty much in full force good. There. Yeah, so I could walk around on a Walmart with an AR-15 good. Strapped to my back while getting groceries.
Yeah. Hey, take a note from the Socialist Rifle Association. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, oh, if anybody ever says that we don't have the right to keep and bear arms, I saw this post that completely went over all liberal and conservative talking points, and one of them was on gun control, and it said that liberals believe, and I'm not sure about this, because I know a lot of liberals that don't think this, and I know a majority of liberals that don't think this. Leftist is another story, but they said that liberals believe in the right to keep and bear arms by a well-maintained militia, period. Not for the people. And I'm like, I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. Because, you know, what is a militia made up of? The people.
People. So, firearms. Last time we had like a militia would have been like, was it back like Civil War?
The Confederacy was a militia.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, the thing is, the Confederacy had the right to do what they did, but they lost, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
They thought the government was tyrannical, so they rose up against it.
One thing that I actually, I don't know if you guys knew this, but did you know that Robert E. Lee was actually asked to be a general for the Union?
Wait, really?
Yeah, he's.
Oh,
he
yeah,
was
yeah,
asked
yeah,
to,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then he ended up actually fighting for the Confederates because it's on his, like, they're on his home turf or whatever.
I mean.
Sorry, you go.
So, I mean, the thing is, that's kind of understandable, you know, you're going to support your, like back then, you know, states were more states. They weren't really like as a union as they are today. Yeah. And I mean, one thing me personally, I hate to say it, but the union's kind of not working out. Nobody really likes what's going on. So. me being the extremist I am, I don't see the issue in dissolving the union into separate unions, to be honest. But we still gotta work together. You know what I mean?
We're all in this together.
Yeah. We're all in this. Okay, I'm gonna stop. But anyways, so yeah, the Confederacy had the right to do what they did, but you know, they were stupid, and they lost, and good.
I like how we go from talking about a perverted Italian to some racist farmers.
Hey,
from the South.
You never know.
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. It's like the sacred timeline, you know, in Marvel. It's all connected.
Oh, yes.
It's all connected.
So, yeah.
So, are we finishing up Cuomo?
Yeah, we're finishing up Cuomo. You missed the whole conversation, Josie. Jeez.
Missed the whole thing.
How nice. My computer.
Oh, it actually looks like we're actually ending the episode right now.
No. Zane, how dare you?
Thank you, Zane.
My pleasure.
All right. So, the next. Hey. We know you worked at Chick-fil-A. That doesn't give you the right. You work at a shoe store now.
Hey, I do.
What's the signature phrase?
Get out of here.
Hey, buy your shoes and get out.
Get out, bro. No, we don't
Wait,
have
do you guys have a what do you say when people walk into the store?
We'd say, "Hey, how's it going? Need any help? If not, just
What's
come
the store called?
Champs.
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 Is it a chain or is it like a one-off store?
It's a chain.
It's a chain? Okay.
It's a chain. Look,
I've never heard of it before in my life, so it's probably a North Midwestern thing.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Midwest, I think. I don't know. I just know there's some all over the place.
Yeah.
There's one in the Mall of America. Do you guys know what that is?
Is that in Ohio?
No, it's here in Minnesota.
Oh, the Mall of America is in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's the biggest mall in America. It's in Minnesota. It's an hour away from here.
I'm calling Cap, but all right.
No, look it up. Look it up.
I will later. It's not too big of a deal. All right. Well, Josie, you did the intro. What's our last segment?
Wait, did we do the teacher in Atlanta?
Yes, we did. We already did. You missed all of it, Josie. Do you want to quickly give your thoughts? Oh yeah, do you want to quickly give your opinion on all of them?
Let's see. No, I'm good. I don't know. I have to be in the mode discussing it fully. Sorry.
All right, well let's restart
today
for Josie.
We're discussing to see if it's fact or cap.
Let's restart for Josie then.
Restart for Josie. Wow.
I'm joking. We've been going at this for 47 minutes now. We don't need to restart.
Kidding.
Also, Cuomo's allegations have gone far enough. But what makes it worse? What makes it to up the ante? Since now we're being told, we're probably going to be restricted because the Delta variant hype. Yeah. Boogeyman is still going on, and Dr.
Fauci
wants us to put on our masks again.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Barack Obama has a birthday party. He was partying with so many people. No mask.
Oh yeah. And I like
Jeffrey Epstein was there. You all see that photo?
Wait a minute.
There's a dude in the background. This dude in the background looks just like Jeffrey Epstein.
What? Probably.
There's a conspiracy theory. It's kind of like Tupac being in Cuba.
Hey,
Jeffrey Epstein is staying in Marsha's Vineyard. Is that what it's called?
He's staying in Obama's bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, Obama's bathroom. Obama's bathroom is actually Jeffrey Epstein's apartment. So
it's probably the size of an apartment. Not a lot.
He's a career politician. So what do you expect?
Yeah.
For
our money. So
don't give politicians money. That's my thing.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to get paid by the federal government.
It's kind of,
no.
I think of politicians as like, you know, those beggars on the side of the street that have like the signs or whatever, probably going to use the money for drugs.
Yeah.
That's basically what politicians do.
Of course they are. What else would they spend money on? Golf
clubs.
Golf clubs? Oh yeah, for sure.
Golf clubs. That seems like a politician thing to do.
Oh yeah.
Go golfing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think one of the biggest things that I'm sorry, I have to think. I think one of the biggest takeaways from the whole party,
extravaganza.
Oh yeah, their extravaganza, and even Lollapalooza, and then whole thing with Ilhan Omar and her anti-Semitic comments. You know, the left has this this rule system that they follow. And even when it comes to the whole thing in the House of Reps and the Senate, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi's ruling on wearing masks, you know?
I don't want to interrupt, sorry. Oh, you finish.
No, okay. You know, they make all these rules. They make all these, you know, ideas, you know, mask mandates, vaccines.
It's just, wow.
There's knocking in my house.
Ooh, weird.
All right, I'm going to cut that part out.
It's but the FBI that's coming for you.
Oh, the FBI is coming for me. Okay.
I know, right?
The whole thing to take away from all this is, it's just we're living in a clown world now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that reminds me. So what I was going to say about the Obama party, I believe is a CNN reporter. I believe so. I think it's probably CNN. It sounds like something CNN would do. But this reporter, she said that the reason that it was allowed for 600 plus people to not wear masks or anything is because they are a sophisticated, vaccinated group of people.
Well, actually, so, really? First of all, not sophisticated. Second of all, Candace Owens knows people that attended the party that were not vaccinated. So
really, let's
she knows. I think she said like at least three of them. So yeah.
Wow. Or did you hear about Pelosi? She was attending other parties, so that's why she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suspicious.
All I do know is Obama's up to no good still. I thought we'd just never hear from him again after he was done being president, but apparently Obama still wants to keep up his relevancy.
I mean, we all knew he's kind of weird. He married a dude pretending to be a woman.
Wait, what?
Michelle Obama
is a man. She's just like Jeffrey.
Okay, okay.
Just like Jeffrey Epstein's still alive.
But yeah.
My name is fake.
So I feel like the biggest point that we can take away from like a lot of the stories we've talked about is the left has this set of rules that they expect everybody to follow. But when it comes down to it, you know, they're not wearing masks. Yeah. They're not getting vaccinated. They're not, you know, they're not doing these things. You know, they're not confronting their own people about anti-Semitic comments and terrible things that they've said. They're not calling out Biden on his sexual assault or sexual harassment allegations.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything about all of these issues that they're having within their party. And we see it. You know, the American people aren't blind. You know, and I feel like it's really going to show in a year and a half. When we start voting for, you know, the Senate, that we're kind of tired of it.
Yeah.
Because we are.
I hope so.
Yeah.
The double standard is super dumb.
Rules for thee,
the only
but
way
not for me.
Rules for thee, but not for me. Yes. Yeah.
Rules for thee, but not
the
for me.
The media is definitely there for this.
For sure.
Because the media acts like we are blind and does a pretty good job in blinding a lot of people.
Well, yeah, it's because they control what information you get. You know, if they don't want you, and that's why I feel like a lot of people don't know about the allegations on Biden. You know, because we see the video I got was from C-SPAN, the one that I sent y'all.
Yeah.
And as far from what I've heard, nobody has said anything about it. You know, nobody in mainstream media. Yeah. The only reason why I heard about it was because I saw one person on Twitter talk about it. And then I pulled up the video. It said who the little girl was. I looked up the girl on TikTok and her account had been deleted after she came out about it. So it's a really big issue, the hypocrisy of the left.
Yeah.
And I feel like until the right starts calling them out, or until the people realize that this hypocrisy is a really big issue, more of an issue than we think it is, or most of us think it is, it's not going to change.
Yeah.
You know? And with all the stuff that's happened with the mask mandates and vaccine mandates in some cities that are going to be rolling in here soon, and with the inflation being as high as it is, and with us hitting the debt ceiling and the eviction moratorium, you know, I don't see the country going in a good direction.
Yeah.
If this isn't addressed. I really hope it gets addressed within the next 2 years.
Yeah. Another thing I want to say is the left, they can easily guilt trip. When we fight back, though, for Republicans that do fight back, we get labeled as far right extremists. Far right neo-Nazi extremists when we fight back at their leftist degeneracy. That's just the problem. Like, right now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is actually one of those Republicans that are actually willing to stand up to the radical Democrats, and people have been giving her flack for it. Wow. And, like, also, like, I feel like a lot of people, though, they might also fear people like Tucker Carlson.
Carlson, they don't like him.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson would probably just straight up roar like a lion, and and the moment Tucker Carlson opens his mouth, like, people just remain silent. It's like, well, I don't even know why, but it's like the left can guilt trip you that easily.
Yeah. And go ahead, Zane.
I love seeing, like, debates with, like, Tucker Carlson because, like, nobody, like, these people, they want to say something, but they're too scared because they know who they're talking to.
Oh, yeah.
They're debating with.
And they know they can't call them out. And that's the biggest issue with the right is, like, they're afraid of being called out. They're afraid of being called a racist, a white supremacist, when Tucker just doesn't care.
Yeah, just, you don't have to care, and problem solved.
Because he knows that as soon as he gets called that, they're like, you're attacking me, not my argument. And it's ridiculous that you're doing that.
Well, if you look at, like, if you just Google Obama Party, it's kind of annoying because everything that comes up, like, all the headlines, like, I just Googled it. It's, like, just talking about the guests and then saying how Meghan Markle desperately wanted to attend Obama's birthday bash. That's one of the headlines. Then there's one headline by Fox News that was something about, like, the COVID cases surge. But other than that, here, let's see. Critics slam Obama's birthday bash after Martha's Vineyard reports increase in COVID cases.
Oh, yeah. I think it was something like 63 people.
Yeah.
63 people tested positive.
This is what you expect if you Google it. You don't expect to see a bunch of things being like, oh, my goodness, why did Obama do that? Yeah. So it's just another example of their double standard. And
that's... Yeah. And that's why it's such an issue for the right to actually, like, I mean, it's not hard because a lot of the arguments we make is common sense, you know, but when we're asked to cite sources, when we're asked to talk about numbers, it's terrible because whenever we look up something, it's literally just a whole bunch of liberal media speaking their opinions about racial biases and gender.
Then, yeah. And then you quote them or whatever. And then someone will be like, oh, that's false or whatever. It's like,
You can say it's false, but that's what it says.
Yeah, and then that raises an even bigger issue. Like, not just the only amplifying stories that align with their narrative and facts that align with their narrative, if you can call any of them facts. Anyway, though, the other issue is, of course, when they start censoring your posts or deleting your account, like you were mentioning, Timothy. Like deleting accounts and labeling things as misinformation and even just blocking, like banning publishers and everything like that.
I'm going to be honest with my 12-hour ban. I was trying to get banned. Yeah, I was trying because I was looking for running. I was looking for the clout. Yeah, no, hey. But I didn't say anything like big. Oh, yeah. You know, I just said, hey, Laurel Hubbard's a man. That was it. Period. The end.
Yeah, but that is big. That's false. It's lies.
That's a revolutionary
XY chromosome, right? XY chromosome. Okay.
Yeah.
No, we don't do science here.
We don't do science? Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. What's science? It's all about feelings. It's all about feelings.
If you feel, then your chromosomes don't matter.
Yeah, I feel like a 50-year-old black woman from the middle of Louisiana. So yeah, where is my
reparations?
Where is my social credit score? Okay, where is my reparations? Where's my 40 acres and a mule that I was promised?
Oh yeah,
me personally, they promised it to me.
Yeah. I mean, well, I feel like Batman, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna go like.
Yeah, saying like... you're allowed to be whatever you want to be. If you want to be Batman, you go for it, bud.
Let's go. I'll get the Batmobile.
I'll
just turn my Duke. I'll just put a bat.
Well, hold up. That's that. Duke. I have to draw a line at that, Steven. You just said you're Hispanic.
Oh yeah, no. I feel like I want to be Hispanic, bro. What if
I'm Hispanic.
You just said you feel like a 50-year-old black woman. So why not be like, oh, I feel like I'm Hispanic.
That crosses the line, though. I'm sorry.
Maybe
Batman doesn't, but Steven being Hispanic, that crosses the line. No.
Oops.
What line? The border?
Well, see, here's the thing. You have to look at like who would make those claims, and then who would be allowed to make those claims, you know, because people on the, like, if I today put on social media that I was a woman, you know, that I felt like a girl,
wow,
I would be shut down immediately.
Yeah.
You know, I would be told that I am a terrible person and I am making fun of this. But if all of my past political beliefs were deleted, if they didn't exist, if I was a leftist,
or if you
and I and if I and if I said I was a chick,
yes,
they would be like, empowerment. She's so brave.
Yes,
they would. They would. Exactly. That's a fact. But if I did it today, no, that wouldn't happen.
That's not.
Yet again, the double.
You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
Just, not that guy.
You're not that guy.
I'm lucky I live in a world where I'm not that guy.
Maybe you should try it out and see if your theory is true.
What's your name gonna be, like Tanisha or something?
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Me and my family's already had this settled. They call me Tiffany sometimes. It's pretty funny.
My family calls me Joe.
Joe. Steven, what's your chick name, Steven?
Oh, what?
What's your chick name?
Like my nickname? Oh my
No, not Nick. Chick.
Oh my gosh.
If you were a girl, what would your name be?
Probably Stephanie or something.
Stephanie? Okay. Okay, yeah. All right. So we got Stephanie, Joe, and Tiffany. What about you, Zane?
Oh, actually, mine is Jose. People call me Jose more than Joe.
Okay, Jose. There we go. Wait a minute. That's cultural appropriation there.
Because I'm definitely Mexican.
Yep.
I mean, I am.
Okay, wait. Mexican. Let's
Spanish.
Hispanic. Spanish.
I'm,
yeah.
Hey, I'm Hispanic. I'm Hispanic.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
How much? What? How much?
25%.
Yeah, I'm 1/16 Cherokee.
I'm Aborigine, actually.
Yeah.
I'm white.
That's a bit.
I'm white.
That reminds me of that Baywatch scene where he's like, "I'm Caucasian." I like how we got so off topic.
Well, no, I see. This is the thing I like about this. You know, at the end, we kind of go off topic and we're just funny. And Steven's just sitting there.
No,
you enjoying your conversation, Steven? Stephanie?
Well, no off topic questions.
Zane, I'm still waiting for your chick name.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to think of something with Z.
Zaniah?
Zelda?
Zanisha? Zelda? Legend of Zelda. Who was Zelda?
Zelda. No, Link. Link.
Never Link mind. Was Zelda?
Link. No, Link. It's
the Link is the main character, but who's Zelda?
Nobody, I don't think. I think it's Zelda? The land. Hold on, let me look this up.
Oh, jeez. Zane, I'm going to look up some girl names with that start with Zelda. Z for you.
Who is Zelda? Oh, wait. Zelda is the...
It's the land, isn't it?
It's a no. It's a no, princess. It's
what princess is Zelda. Zelda.
Princess Zelda.
Is there a Princess Zelda?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. If you haven't seen her in Legends of Zelda, you probably see her in like what Super Smash Bros. Or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, Zelda is a girl name. So there's one thing. So here's a list of names that start with a Z.
Oh boy.
Zoe, Zara, Zuri, Zelda, Zilpa. Zara, Zarya, Zora, huh?
Janisha.
Zia.
What is Zia. That, Zane?
Janisha.
Janisha? Does that start with a G? I'm pretty sure that starts with a J-H.
I said...
You could do Z-H.
Z-H. Janisha. You gotta emphasize the Z in it, you know?
Well, there's some Greek girl names. Zissus, Zoe, Zoelo, Zoe.
You gotta say it in a Greek accent, though.
I don't know a Greek accent, bud.
I don't think there is a Greek
accent. Zanita. Zandra. Xanthe. Okay, so what's your chick name? I don't know. You tons of options.
What I just said. Zanija.
Zanija?
Zanija.
Okay. So we got... Alright, so this has been the conservative input. we got Stephanie up here. We got Jose. We got Janisha, and then I'm Tiffany.
Tiffany, yes. And guys, like, subscribe, and comment your opposite gender name because yes, oh,
yeah. I'm Joe Biden's husband.
You exist.
I'm Joe Biden's husband.
Or identity.
But yeah, I actually love that. That's a good idea. Hey, yeah, comment your opposite gender's names. And we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right.